I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea, or come what may, from day to day.
Songs. I know it's 457 because I was born in April 1957, and so that's how I remember. Let's sing it, 457. Let's stand together. You've been sitting a while. You know, some people say God helps those that help themselves. But you don't find that anywhere in the Bible, not exactly that way. Sure, God wants us to cooperate and so on. But Jesus saved me when I couldn't save myself. And so often he's helped me when I was absolutely helpless. And I'm realizing more and more that that's more my condition than I realize. Absolute helplessness, absolute dependence on Jesus. You know, my wife does my laundry. Thank you. And when she folds my shirt, she usually buttons them, all the buttons. I guess, I don't know why they do that. I guess it keeps it. Why do you do that? That's it. So anyway, we were getting ready for camp, and I was packing my own suitcase, and the other morning I picked up a shirt, and it wasn't buttoned, so I slipped one arm in and slipped the other arm in, and then I found out that there was one button that was buttoned on the bottom, and now I was stuck. And I'm here in that room over there, and I'm going like this, and I can't get my arm out, and I can't reach down for the button. And I thought, this is pretty embarrassing. Who do I call? Kenny was out of the room. I felt so helpless. I wiggled in ways that I didn't know that I was able to do. And eventually, I got it off one shoulder. And here I am to tell the story. Helpless. It's a silly illustration. But you know, we're often like that. We're just helpless. We can't free ourselves. We need someone else to come to our aid. And the helplessness that we find ourselves in, no human being can get us out of. It has to be God. It can only be Him. And when we look up and cry, "Oh Jesus, I'm so helpless without you," Jesus always hears that humble cry. It's like when my children were little, and if they hurt themselves or they were frightened, in their helplessness, my heart was drawn to them. Before they could even call on me, I was there seeing their need and wanting to take them up in my arms. And our Heavenly Father, so much like that, but so much more so. And so don't be afraid to come to grips with your helplessness. But humble yourself. Acknowledge your need of Jesus. And oh, He'll come. He'll come to your rescue. Hallelujah. And show you what He can do when we cast ourselves fully on Him. Let's sing that fourth verse, 457. So I lay down.